With the news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A recent research review finds that conservation of aspen forests has a big payoff when it comes to biodiversity. Elizabeth Stewart Severy of Aspen Journalism reports.
Paul Rogers is director of the Western Aspen Alliance, which coordinates research and management of aspen ecosystems across Western North America. He's the lead author of the review, which synthesizes studies from across the globe.
It's thought that under aspen communities, there might be up to 100 different plant species. And then some people have made tabulations of 50, 60 or more animals using aspen on a daily basis.
Rogers and more than a dozen co-authors argue for a mega conservation strategy in the review. They say sustaining the Keystone aspen forests would also protect a wide range of other species. Elizabeth Stewart Severy, Aspen Journalism.
Japanese artist Yayo Kusama's Infinity Rooms uses mirrors and pinholes of light to create the illusion of an expansive, immersive space. At the Aspen Art Museum, Kusama's Where the Lights in My Heart Go has been drawing crowds. Kristen Kay paid a visit and brings us this report.
On a busy day at the Aspen Art Museum, a line of people stand outside the 10-by-10-foot stainless steel cube that houses Where the Lights in My Heart Go. A museum volunteer gives directions before she opens a small door to let a few people in at a time.
So you get a minute and a half in the room, and we ask you not to touch the exterior or the interior walls.
Inside, the mirrored walls, ceiling, and floors reflect small dots of light. It's like standing in a kaleidoscope. When Dallas residents Sonia and Shaze Varani step out after their 90 seconds, they have their own metaphors.
It was phenomenal, something very different.
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect, but it was just ridiculously beautiful. Like, she thought she was in a train station, I thought I was in space. Like,
it was awesome.
The installation is on view through May 10th. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.